We may look back on this vision as a panacea, but let us look at the influence scouting has had. Never before in history had there been any idea that had spread across international boundaries and influenced so many youth as scouting has done. Today, most countries around the world have a scouting program that is part of the international scout movement. This movement connects scouts all over the world in a common theme and a common purpose, that of building better citizens through service to others. So why do we care? Has scouting influenced your life? I would like all Eagle Scouts and Girl Scout Gold Award winners or reward recipients to please stand up. If you were ever a Boy Scout, Cub Scout, Girl Scout, or Explorer, would you please stand up? If you were ever a Scout leader, would you please stand up? If you or your community has been a recipient or benefited from a scout service project, would you please stand up? By the way, you all should be standing up, so. See how this obscure English general has influenced each of our lives? Does it make you wonder whose life you will influence? You can be seated. No scout unit exists on its own. It requires the participation of a charter organization. That organization for Troop 34 and PAC 34 is the Warsaw Lions Club. The Lions Club's sponsorship of the troop dates back to 1940. But scouting arrived in Warsaw in 1917, and this church was the original charter organization, and the pastor was the first scoutmaster. This church still supports the scout program by supplying the troop with a facility in which to meet. And because of that relationship, the church has influenced the lives of boys and their families in this community. Several scouts have become a part of our church family because of this relationship. While it is good to stop and look back over a century of scouting and its influence, it's more important to look into the next century and strive to continue that influence. We often ask scouts in an Eagle Scout Border Review, how does scouting remain relevant in today's world? The answers take many forms, but essentially contain the same message. Listen to boys and their needs. At the beginning of the 20th century, Baden-Powell saw boys lost between childhood and adulthood, seeking direction and seeking their place in society. In a century, has anything really changed? Just as scouting offered direction to boys 100 years ago, it remains our mission to offer direction to the youth of today. 4 years ago, as the rebuilding effort began for our troop, the Enterprise ran a picture of our court of honor. 8 boys were joining our troop, tripling its size. Somebody stopped me in Walmart and commented that I had a pretty rough crowd. They thought scouts were supposed to be good kids.